The 17 cranes died when violent storms hit their pen in a marsh at a national wildlife refuge near Tampa. At first, wildlife officials thought all 18 young cranes that followed ultralight aircraft from Wisconsin last fall had died. But yesterday afternoon, one bird, numbered 1506, was found alive a few miles away. John Christian of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says one theory is the survivor may have lucked out when a surge of water flowed into the pen.
The tidal flow probably was able to pry that door open just enough, and 1506, in his will to survive, was able to find the opening.
Christian says it isn't clear what killed the other 17 whoopers, but examinations of several crane carcasses may provide answers within a day or two. Then the scientific team behind the Whooping Crane Eastern Partnership, which is trying to reestablish a migrating flock of cranes in the eastern U.S., will take a closer look at their procedures. Christian says the Florida storms were extremely intense and unanticipated.
And, you know, because we may have considered this to not be a possibility, and it's now happened, you know, it certainly is something that we need to look at to see if there is some way that we can modify our procedures so that it never happens again.
Several dozen other cranes that have been part of the migration experiment for years are thought to be doing well. Christian says it's important to remember that about 20 people died in the Florida storms. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.